I've been sitting on this question the past few days. It has to do with dispassion, shedding, simplifying, and being easily satisfied on one end of the spectrum, and being engaged and active in the world, even taking an unpopular stand on the other end. How can one practice shedding internally, but still be responsive and engaged regarding the suffering from environmental and social issues? It seems that would complicate things, but that is where my heart is drawn. I think one of the things is when one pays attention to suffering, and then the when there's a when there is a dispassion and shedding, a clarity arises in the mind, which can then more easily be applied to something that is useful or beneficial without complicating things. Because sometimes what is, especially in terms of social issues, sometimes what burns people out is the complicated reactions that we have. And when we're able to be clear and see a need that needs a response, then we can put our effort and energy in a way that doesn't burn ourselves out and doesn't create problems for others. In the sense, there tends to be there can easily be all of the, the personality issues and competitions that happen between people. If one can sidestep that and stick with the issue at hand that one wants to be of service towards, then that's a huge advantage, both in terms of actually accomplishing something as well as not burning oneself out. And that's really important. And also, if one picks up an issue that one feels it's important to one, then when one can come at it with a clarity and a contentment with one's own intention and wish to help and be of service, then the gratification is in the action itself, rather than many of the complicated things that we rely on in human interaction. So that, just an example from myself. When I was in Thailand, I established a non-profit and working with environmental issues, education, forest protection, alternative livelihood for villagers, and a lot of it came from myself being a forest monk and then seeing the forest disappearing. And I remember talking with some people one time, and we were talking about the problems that particular issue was facing, which were immense, and then somebody asked me, "Do you think there's any hope for saving all the forests in Thailand?" And I said, "No." And they said, "Well, how can you do this and put this energy in if you think there's no hope?" I said, "I don't think there's hope in terms of that it's going to make a huge impact right now. I'm just planting the seeds for the future, and maybe something will change, but it's not an option not to do it." And so finding ways to lay foundations and possibilities for the future, so that sense of having enough clarity and understanding the problems, and it frees one up to put effort into something that is on one level, you think, "Oh, it's a hopeless cause." But even if you think it's a hopeless cause, it doesn't mean one doesn't do it or can't do it or even enjoy doing it. So that's a perspective.